One of the biggest mistakes I made in my early days when trying to build my business was not getting a business coach. So it's been about, you know, coming up to 13 years now since I opened my very first gym. And now, you know, we're up to 5 gyms in total. And look, the number of gyms, honestly, let me just clear one thing up from the get-go. I don't think the number of gyms is important at all. A lot of people try and sort of flex by talking about the number of something that they have. Because what it ultimately comes down to is efficiency of the business. But this is going to put me into a tangent, and I don't want to. I'll save it for another video. Just rewind. Let's go back to the start. So one of the biggest mistakes I made in my early days was not getting a business coach. This is something I've sort of reflected on the last few years, actually, and have come to the realization of. So when I first opened the very first branch of Adonis Athletics, I was 24 years old. And I was probably unlike a lot of 24-year-olds in the type of personality and the mindset that I had and the upbringing that I had, personally, right? So the thought process I had was always, nah, don't need nobody, I'll figure it out myself, I don't need anybody's help, right? And truth be told, I still have that sort of personality trait now. And sometimes it serves me well, sometimes it serves me well, but a lot of times it doesn't serve me well. And the reason for this video is to explain to you what are some reasons, what are some legitimate reasons why you should consider getting a coach if you're trying to grow and develop a business, or anything else for that matter, why you should just get a coach. So immediately I just wanna address, you know, what I said, which was probably chances are, if you've thought about getting a coach before, there's a couple of reasons why you haven't actually gone ahead and done so. And probably one reason is because you don't wanna spend the money. Okay, because you think that's going to be a waste of money, and there's nothing that this coach can teach me, which I can't teach myself. So I'll address that first. So if you get somebody who is incompetent, yes, absolutely, you are going to be wasting your money. If you get somebody who is competent, you will always, pretty much always, I want to say 100%, but nothing is 100%. I'm going to say 99.9% of the time, you will recoup your money with interest. But the key word being there, somebody who's competent. So who is competent? Somebody who's been there and done that, exactly what you want to achieve, they've done it, and they've hopefully also, as a bonus, they've done it again and again. Okay, so it's not a fluke. They didn't just get it by luck. If you come across somebody like that, you would be very wise to pay them whatever amount of money it is that they're asking, yeah, within reason, knowing that what they will tell you will get you to the place you need to get to in a much shorter period of time, right? And much more efficiently. The other reason you may not have gone ahead and done this is because of sort of a similar problem to me, which is, I don't need anybody's help, I'll do it all by myself, thank you very much. And the reason for that is because of a chip on your shoulder, right? Which is not a bad thing, by the way. I just wanna get clear. In my opinion, having a chip on your shoulder is a fantastic thing because it drives you, it motivates you, it makes you want to prove yourself to somebody or something, usually somebody, that you can do something, that you are capable of something. I think people who don't have a chip on their shoulder tend to not make good business operators, entrepreneurs, because they don't really have anything to prove. And so there's nothing really driving them, okay? Generally speaking, obviously not always. Some people don't need a chip on their shoulder to, prove themselves to somebody. They're just really driven by the fact that they want to change the world in a particular way, right? Change an industry in a particular way. There's no need to prove anything to anybody, right? But I believe, if you have that desire to want to change an industry in a particular way and you have that chip on your shoulder, I think that can be very, very useful for you as a business operator. And so that in effect, you know, you think to yourself, I don't need anybody's help, I'll do it by myself because I want to prove to myself and others that I can do it by myself. Whilst at the time, I understand the logic and it sort of makes sense. And the thing is, this is the thing, this is the kicker, right? You can do it yourself. You will probably do it yourself, very likely, because of the fact that you're so driven and motivated to make something work, you will. But that's the incorrect question to ask yourself. That's the thing. That's the wrong question to ask yourself, because it's not about whether you can or you will do it. That's the wrong thing to think about. It's about how fast you need to do it, right? If you can build something great by yourself in 10 years, or build the same thing to the same place in 5 years, 5 years is much better. Because what you don't realize in the earlier years of your life when you're younger is that time is finite. Okay, time, every second that's ticking as I'm talking right now, me and you are both losing. We'll never get it back. No amount of money will buy it back for you or me. So for that reason, whatever you can do to save time, you should consider seriously doing. And if that means being able to pay somebody to be able to save you that time, that's going to need to be something that you need to seriously consider. So it's just about the type of questions you ask yourself. Here's another thing, another perspective that getting a mentor does for you. Here's another perspective that gets missed. So having a different mentor, having a business coach, right, who's competent, gives you access to a different mental model. What is a mental model? In a nutshell, a mental model is a way of thinking, a perspective about dealing with a particular thing or a particular issue, okay? You have a certain mental model based on your own experiences in life, okay? Now, those experiences may be limited in lots of key aspects that are needed to develop and create a significant business in a relatively short period of time, okay? But other people, because they have had different life experiences to you, have different mental models around doing those things. And so it would be unwise to think that your mental model is the right mental model and that's the perspective, that's the only correct perspective. What you're doing when you go with a business coach is, because that business coach has not only built his own businesses, right? Preferably more than one, right? Has probably not only done that thing that you're interested in more than once or at least once, that by itself gives a different perspective because that person has had a different upbringing, thinks about money differently, thinks about marketing differently, thinks about sales differently, thinks about losing customers differently, thinks about gaining customers differently, and everything else in between, right? There's a different perspective that person has that that person can teach you. But if it's a coach, if this person is a coach that is that has worked with others as well before you, and has gotten them also to a successful place, or even has failed with those people, right? Even has failed with those people. He's dealt with those perspectives as well. So those people's mental models, those people's understanding of sales, marketing, customer acquisition, customer churn, all of that stuff is also different. He has learned things from all these different peoples, all these different failures and successes, right? And you are now getting access to a library of information that is interactive, right? You can ask questions, they will give you an answer back then and there. You don't need to Google search it. You don't need to go through multiple articles, websites, and all this stuff and try and filter information out. Because let's face it, information is free. You can find out anything you need to find out in this day and age on business development, on sales, on marketing, whatever it is that you want, you can teach yourself for free. But the teaching is not the thing. It's a question of how fast you can learn things. Because the bottleneck in this case is how fast you can learn things. You have to sift through websites, you have to sift through YouTube videos, podcasts, then you have to apply those things, see which one works, which one doesn't. All of these take time. And on top of that, it's about having a strategy of implementation, having a strategy of guidance. So when you get to a fork in the road, that business coach can tell you, can give you some guidance to say, go this way or go that way. In my opinion, this one's a little bit better than this one. This is what you can expect if you go this way. This is what you can expect if you go this way. It's about keeping you accountable, right? It's about having somebody to bounce ideas off of. These are some of the many, many benefits of having somebody to guide you when you're trying to get somewhere. I understand the notion of, I want to do it myself because at the end of it all, I want to feel, look back and feel proud, you know, look at my creation and be like, that's what I did. I get that, but you have to decide for yourself, you know. Is it really a case? I mean, could you not do that if you had infinite time and you could just sit there and just dedicate resources and time to doing a particular thing? Could you not really achieve it? Yes, you could. You could teach yourself how to draw, how to paint, how to do excellent photography, how to do everything. It's just about time, right? The real question you should be asking yourself is, how fast do I want to do this? Because what you can do yourself in 10 years with a business coach, you can do in 5 years. So what can you do with a business coach in 10 years? So where you are now in whatever endeavor you have, whatever thing it is that you're chasing, it's taking you, let's just say, 3 years to get to where you are now, right? Or however long ago you started. Now imagine if you had gotten to where you are now 3 years ago, where would you be now? How much more forward would you be now if you had somebody guiding you and all of a sudden basically downloaded all this information into your brain about different things? So you don't have to sit there experimenting and trying to teach it to yourself. The question isn't whether you can teach something to yourself and achieve it, because as long as you have enough conviction and enough motivation to do that particular thing, you will almost always get it in this world. The question should be, how fast do you want to get there?